Turning to world news, rebels in Syria freed more than a dozen Greek Orthodox nuns yesterday evening, ending their four-month captivity in exchange for Syrian authorities releasing dozens of female prisoners. Lydia O'Kane has the story.
The release of the 13 Greek Orthodox nuns came as part of a prisoner exchange in which the government of President Bashar al-Assad would free up to 150 women prisoners. The kidnappers have been identified as militants from the Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria. Lebanese state media reported that the women had been taken to the town of Judayat Yabus on the Syrian-Lebanese border and were on their way to Damascus by minibus. The nuns' drama started when they were kidnapped after the militants took the ancient quarter of the Christian town of Malula, north of Damascus in Syria. They were seized from the Greek Orthodox monastery of Mar Tekla and were reportedly taken to the rebel-held town of Yabrud towards the north, which is now the focus of a government military operation. The nuns, who are believed to be mostly Syrian and Lebanese, reportedly worked at the convent's orphanage. Speaking to the Associated Press, the Mother Superior, Pelagia Saif, of the Malula convent, said, "God did not leave us." According to rights groups, kidnappings by both rebel groups and government forces have become increasingly common. More than 100,000 people have died and 9.5 million people displaced since the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad began 3 years ago. I'm Lydia O'Kane.